British Prime Minister Benjamin Disraeli is quoted as saying, "I must follow the people. Am I not their leader? Good leaders are in touch with the people they serve. And remember, they serve the people, not the other way around. We elect leaders to enact the collective will of Canadians. To listen to what the people are saying. To understand their concerns. And to act." At least that is the premise underlying our representational democracy. Individual MPs and MLAs converse with their constituents and take their opinions with them to Parliament or the legislature. I do think most politicians try to listen to their constituents, but we live in a world of echo chambers. Politicians are just people who have families and friends. They might have a wider circle of friends than most, but it is rare for a politician to sit down with people of all political stripes and hear what is being said. It is human nature that we hold true the words of our closest friends. Everyone's inner circle has a powerful influence. Politicians like people who agree with them. We all do. We are biologically attuned to praise and having our opinions held in high esteem. We get a rush of dopamine when we write, say, or do something others find laudable, and yes, I do see the irony of writing that in a newspaper column. Human nature is built around social acceptance. We like echo chambers because they tell us we are right. We are saying what the people want to hear. We now live in a world where Twitter likes and social media feeds are more important than being right. Where saying things to get the base riled up is more important than thoughtful discussions. As Aaron O'Toole announced he was leaving politics, he cautioned MPs about the perils of seeking social media approval as opposed to debating the substantive issues facing the nation. Instead of leading, too many of us are often chasing algorithms down a sinkhole of diversion and division. We are becoming elected officials who judge our self-worth by how many likes we get on social media, but not how many lives we changed in the real world. Perhaps politicians shouldn't always follow the people. Todd Whitcomb is a chemistry professor at the University of Northern BC in Prince George.